This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Abercrombie & Fitch, the clothing retailer, said today it's going to stop doing what is known as on-call scheduling. We should be clear that Abercrombie is going to stop doing that because the Attorney General of the great state of New York had begun making some inquiries about the practice, shall we say. Workers don't much care for it, and as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, some companies could be having second thoughts about it, too.
When Russell Miller worked at Abercrombie, one of his days had to be an on-call day, so he wouldn't know if he'd have to show up to work until an hour in advance.
You had to block out that time period as if you would be working.
He says it was more than an inconvenience.
Having a second job couldn't work at a time when I was scheduled for an on-call shift. So if I was scheduled for an on-call shift and they didn't call me, absolutely that was real money lost and real time opportunity lost.
For other workers, on-call makes childcare and school difficult to manage as well. The practice isn't limited to retail.
Fast food work, airlines, beauty services, domestic services, childcare services.
Stephanie Luce teaches labor studies at the City University of New York. For employers, the idea is to save money by trimming hours.
Smaller studies seem to suggest this practice really picked up after the recession. However, in the last couple of years, there's been a real pushback.
Abercrombie says it's been considering for some time how to make worker schedules more predictable. It and Victoria's Secret are ending on-call scheduling. Susan Lambert is associate professor at the University of Chicago.
New technologies give us the ability to predict very well variations in demand.
Companies don't need to keep workers on hold. They can figure out pretty well whether they need to have someone show up for work far in advance of 2 hours before the shift starts. Lambert also says when companies use on-call workers who show up irregularly, those workers aren't always up to speed, and that creates hidden costs.
In terms of people walking out because they can't find their merchandise or can't get the help they need or having somebody who doesn't know where things are at.
So it may be, she says, that people are finding on-call scheduling is a headache for everyone. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.